for WRRD and WTTN. My name is Keith Gosted with some of your headlines. For WRRD and WTTN, my name is Keith Gosted with some of your headlines. The State Department of Transportation's deadline to clear the tent city under the 794 overpass is a week away. An estimated 50 people have been able to find shelter through outreach workers, but a number of people remain at the site. County Housing Administrator James Matthey assured the public that the homeless were not being forcibly removed and that they were sure to place everyone before the deadline that the DOT says is flexible. A 6-year-old girl is dead and 2 other children are seriously injured following a hit-and-run yesterday near 22nd and Center Street in Milwaukee. A driver swerved around cars, stopped at a red light, and hit the children in a crosswalk around 5:30 p.m. Police are looking for a 2007 to 2009 gray Saturn Aura with tinted windows, a front end damage. Anyone with any information should contact the Milwaukee Police at 414-935-7360. People in the city of Madison have been calling officials reporting a scam in the form of a letter offering insurance for water service lines. The letter is from Service Line Warranties of America, and Madison officials warned that the company is not affiliated with the city of Madison, and the letter is part of a sales campaign that the insurance is not mandatory. A meat processing plant and slaughterhouse proposed for the Century City Business Park has been indefinitely postponed following 7th District Alderman Khalif Rainey receiving feedback from citizens that he said felt blindsided by the slaughterhouse element of the project from Strauss Brands. Though the plant promised a number of union jobs, residents feared the smell from the slaughterhouse would make the surrounding neighborhood uninhabitable. A bill banning beverages from being labeled as milk unless it comes from cows, goats, or other animals is being considered now. Senate Bill 466 would effectively ban terms like almond milk and soy milk with the intention of helping the ailing dairy industry, but would need to be ratified in 10 of 15 other primarily Midwest states mentioned in the bill in order to take effect. The Bucks won their opening game of the season in Houston against the Rockets 117-111. And the Admirals are giving away Alexander Hamilton bobbleheads tonight at the UW Panther Arena for their game against the Texas Stars. Puck drops at 7 p.m. Highs today around 50 degrees with mostly clear skies all day. Headed into the weekend, expect an overnight low in the low 30s. Saturday, high of 53 with a chance of evening showers in Milwaukee but clear skies in Madison. Sunday, highs in the upper 50s with partly cloudy skies. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's Political Talk. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's Political Talk.